2025 International Memorial Day Blending Conference. Week 1. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Revelations 21:2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 9-10. Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The Gospels give us a full record of Christ as our Savior. However, have you noticed that the four Gospels also tell us that Christ has come as the bridegroom? He has come for his bride. When the disciples of John the Baptist saw many people forsaking John to follow the Lord Jesus, John told them not to be troubled, that Christ is the bridegroom, and that all the increase belongs to him. The bride is the increase of Christ. In the epistles, Christ and the church are portrayed as husband and wife. If we know what is unfolded in the epistles, we will see that Christ is revealed in them as our husband and that the believers are revealed as his counterpart, as his wife. Today's reading. In Revelation 19 we see that Christ will enjoy a wedding feast, and in chapter 21 we see that the New Jerusalem will be his wife. The ultimate consummation of the whole Bible is this universal couple, the husband and the wife. Furthermore, the Bible tells us that this couple with the two persons are one flesh. Adam and Eve were one flesh. Since they were one flesh, they were also one man. Christ and his chosen people are one, universal, corporate man with Christ, the husband, as the head and with the church, the wife, as the body. Eventually, these two become one, all-inclusive, universal, corporate man. In Ephesians 5 the church is presented as a wife, and in Ephesians 1 the church is presented as the body of Christ. She is Christ's wife and Christ's body. Christ is her husband and her head. So Christ and the church are a universal, corporate man. This is the kernel of the divine revelation in the Word of God. Eventually, all the overcomers will be the New Jerusalem, as the bride of Christ for 1,000 years, in its initial and fresh stage. These 1,000 years will be counted as one day, the wedding day. This will be the initial and fresh stage of the New Jerusalem as the bride of Christ. Eventually, the New Jerusalem will be consummated and completed in full, as the tabernacle of God and the wife of Christ in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. In the kingdom of 1,000 years, the New Jerusalem will be composed only of the overcomers. Besides the overcomers, there will be a great number of immature saints, but after the 1,000-year kingdom, all the believers will be matured. If we do not get matured in this age, we will be matured in the next age. The process of being matured in the next age, however, will be very severe. Eventually, all the believers will join the overcomers to make the New Jerusalem larger than it was in the 1,000-year kingdom. That will consummate and complete the New Jerusalem in full, as the tabernacle of God and the wife of Christ in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. In eternity, the New Jerusalem will be the wife of Christ. On the wedding day, the wife is the bride, but after the wedding day, she is no longer the bride but simply the wife. The New Jerusalem in eternity future will be with the addition of all the saints perfected for their maturity in the divine life through the discipline in the kingdom age. This will be for the eternal expression, to its fullest extent, of the process triune God in, with, and through all the regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite saints in eternity. This is the end of today's morning revival.